of pitcher Fernando Valenzuela. Dodgers announcer Vin Scully called one of Valenzuela's biggest games.
Fernando Valenzuela has pitched a no-hitter at 10:17 in the evening of June the 29th, 1990.
Valenzuela died Tuesday night at a hospital in Los Angeles. He was 63. The former CEO of Abercrombie & Fitch, Michael Jeffries, his boyfriend Matthew Smith, and James Jacobson have been charged with sex trafficking and interstate prostitution. Breon Peace is the U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of New York.
Beyond simply hiring men for sex, Jeffries, Smith, and Jacobson use force, fraud, and coercion to traffic those men for their own sexual gratification.
Early in-person voting has begun in Wisconsin. CBS's Nancy Cordes was at a Get Out the Vote rally in Madison where former President Barack Obama spoke.
Democratic VP nominee Tim Walz made his own early voting push here and brought one of the party's heaviest hitters with him.
If you haven't voted yet, I won't be offended if you just walk out right now. Go vote. Go do it.
Former President Donald Trump has said he wants to make interest on car loans tax deductible. Tuesday night at a rally in North Carolina, he said not all loans would qualify.
With a friend of mine who's a great business person, I said, what do you think of the idea, like the idea of the deduction for a car, interest deduction for a car? But then I said, but to get it, you have to build the car in the United States.
Onions in McDonald's Quarter Pounder seem to have caused an E. coli outbreak. The CDC says one person has died and dozens have been injured across 10 states. Darren Detweiler is a food safety expert whose son died from an E. coli outbreak at Jack in the Box in 1993.
We have to keep in mind that food safety is not just for the quote-unquote average healthy adult. It really needs to take in consideration the most vulnerable populations, the very young, the very elderly, those who are pregnant, and those with compromised immune systems.
The CDC says the number of adults in the U.S. with high blood pressure has declined slightly for the first time in a decade.
Through 2023, the CDC estimates that just under 45% of adults adjusted for age had hypertension. That's down slightly from just above 45% back through 2020. That's the first time that we have not seen an increase in the CDC's blood pressure estimates since 2014, when adult hypertension rates bottomed out at 40.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code SAVE, or text SAVE to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code SAVE.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You can be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text SAVE to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
A Baywatch actor has died.
Michael Newman not only played a lifeguard on Baywatch, he was also one in real life. He appeared in 150 episodes of the hit show, second only to David Hasselhoff, and returned to firefighting after it ended in 2001. Newman was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease in 2006. He revealed what life was like with it in a recent Baywatch docuseries, saying he'd wake up jittery. The director of that Hulu docuseries says Newman died Sunday night of heart complications, surrounded by friends and family. Michael Newman was 68. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Musicians from ABBA, Radiohead, and The Cure have joined actors and authors in signing a protest letter against the use of their material to build artificial intelligence tools. Thousands of artists signed the letter. In addition to the musicians, actors Julianne Moore, Kevin Bacon, and Rosario Dawson signed it. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
WRJN Weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy and lower 50s in the overnight as a south wind turns to the west. Look for some gusts up around 30 miles per hour. Cooler weather for your Wednesday. Sunny skies, breezy northwest winds. Highs reaching the upper 50s, lower 60s Thursday. It's 60 at our studios.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. They toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together. Look around you, all you see are sympathetic eyes.
Yes, the Robinsons are there. Most of all, you've got to hide it from the kids. Coo-coo-coo-choo, this is Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know.
Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits.
the same.
Starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Dance to the music. Celebrate, celebrate. 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 Dance to the music. Celebrate, celebrate.
News and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
You'll never know how much I really love you. You'll never know how much I really care. Listen, do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell? Whoa, whoa, closer. Let me whisper in your ear.
A girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you. Won't you wait? But till then, when I see lips begging to be kissed, I can't stop
myself. My knees striking again.
Just taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not.
mind, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time.
If she's put together fine, if she's in my mind,
in the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then,
if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time.
patient, don't be slow. I'm a no-no, I'm a no-no. Cause I'm leaving in the morning and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together till the morning brings my train and I must go. I'm a no-no, I'm a no-no. And I don't know.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
For something to say.
updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Don't cry. can you tell me how much you miss me? When the last time I saw you, you wouldn't even kiss me. That rich guy you've been seeing must have put you down. So welcome back, baby, to the poor side of town. To him, you were nothing but a little plaything. Not much more than an overnight fling. The greatest thing this boy had ever found. And girl, it's hard to find nice things on the poor side of town. I can't blame you for trying. I'm trying to make it too. Just can't make it without you. So tell me, are you gonna stay now? Will you stand by me, girl, all the way now? With you by my side, keep us down. Together we can make it, baby, from the poor side of town.
Baby, baby.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. A Major League Baseball superstar has died.
Fernando Valenzuela won the National League Cy Young Award and Rookie of the Year honors in 1981 as a pivotal member of the Dodgers World Series championship team and in 1990.
If you have a sombrero, throw it to the side.
He provided one more taste of Fernando mania by throwing a no-hitter against the St. Louis Cardinals. Valenzuela spent a majority of his playing career with the Dodgers. He was 63 years old. Carissa Lawson, CBS News.
This is something we've never seen before. L.A. Lakers superstar LeBron James and Bronny James becoming the first father and son to play on the same team in the NBA together. They checked into the game in the second quarter of the Lakers' season opener.
And what a celebration for the James family. Bronny's brother and sister, his mom on hand.
The game was on a TNT. Former Abercrombie & Fitch CEO Mike Jeffries